This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Humane Society of Central Illinois offers a variety of ways to be of service. If a youngster in your life is interested in doing some good in the community, there are opportunities galore at the Humane Society. Another way to help out the community is by not adding to the pet overpopulation problem. That's why the organization hosts monthly spay and neuter clinics for dogs and puppies and a low-income spay-neuter clinic for cats. That one occurs several times a month, says Development Director Madonna Courtwright, because there's such a big need.
People who have lower incomes, cats are far less expensive to care for, but they still can have a pet and have that emotional support and something to cuddle and love with. But they need to get them taken care of. Individuals that receive any kind of government aid, such as WIC, LINC, that if they have a medical card, a Social Security insurance, or an unemployment benefits documentation of that would qualify.
Where do the clinics take place?
Well, the cats and kittens are taken care of at the Humane Society.
Oh, just right there in Normal. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, we have a vet that is with us part-time, and she takes care of that for us.
So this is a very, very popular thing that you're offering the community. Do people have to reserve in advance a space in this clinic?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this fills up so fast. It's one of those things, if you want to take advantage of this, you need to contact the office, find out when the next available time is, and get your name on the list. It's very important to do that and get that paperwork filled out.
So getting our dogs and our cats spayed and neutered and getting their rabies shot, a great way to show them that we love them by taking care of them. But what are other ways we can show our love for animals here in the community? I know that the Humane Society has opportunities for young people to get involved and volunteer and help out. So Madonna, let's talk about that. What sort of volunteer opportunities are there for young people, like say, a 12-year-old girl who loves animals? What could she do for the Humane Society?
Pretty much anything that any of the volunteers can do. She just can't come by herself. She has to come with an adult. She also has to go through training. Anybody that volunteers with us has to go through our hour-and-a-half training program. So once they do that, they understand what's needed at the facility, how to handle the animals. We give them tours of the facility so they can easily find their way around.
So let's talk about some specifics. I think something a lot of kids would want to sign up for is walking dogs.
Well, walking dogs is something everybody wants to do. And that's one of the interesting things. People go through the training and they have a very romanticized concept of working at the Humane Society with lots of loves and cuddles and petting and walking dogs and things like that. And that stuff happens.
Absolutely.
But it is a very, very small part of what really goes on.
Because cat litter needs to be changed.
Oh, there's a lot of things. A lot of domestic chores that need to happen, which are not quite so glamorous.
Cleaning windows, maybe?
We need cleaning windows. We need sweeping and mopping. We need someone doing laundry and folding towels. There's a good chance they're going to have to touch poop at some point.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. Because it's there, and it needs to go away.
Madonna, tell me why it's good for young people to volunteer for the Humane Society. What does that do for them?
Just giving them exposure to the animals is good. The animals themselves can be a good emotional support and may give them a sense of understanding and love. A big thing, some people cannot have pets. They live in apartments that don't allow animals, or there's a family member who may be allergic, or it's just not feasible to have a critter in the house. So this is a wonderful outlet for them to come and spend time with the animals. it's a good exposure.
That's Madonna Courtright, Development Director for the Humane Society of Central Illinois. The next low-income spay-neuter clinic for cats and kittens is coming up Tuesday, January 9th. I'm Laura Kennedy.